Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Thursday. It's 3 o'clock. We are joined, as always, at this time on this day by Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Hey, Shiel.
What's up, my friends? How we doing?
So what up, Shiel?
Let me ask you this. This is what we started the show with today. Curious about what your opinion is on it. This year for the Eagles, if you had to pick one, this is a Super Bowl hangover year, or there is something worse than a Super Bowl hangover year going on here, what would you say?
I think I would probably go Super Bowl hangover. It has all of those qualities, factors, injuries. You didn't change stuff up from last year where you felt like we can run it back and win with these guys. So I don't think it's necessarily the end of an era or the end of a window or anything like that where you would say more than that. Now, am I 100% confident of that? No. I mean, the NFL's weird. Sometimes you have a 4 or 5 year window. They got to one Super Bowl, they won another. But yeah, I do think if I had to pick one, it has the marks of that Super Bowl hangover.
It certainly has some of them. I think the things that make me worried are the extra things that maybe we've seen previously with this team, you know. But it does have a lot of them. It has the injury stuff. It has the change of the coordinator stuff, you know, all that kind of stuff. So let me ask you, I ask you this. If you could change one thing for the Eagles offense that might make it run better, what would that one thing be?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot because the things I would like them to actually change, I think probably require an offseason and reps and training camp and schematically. And that's just not in the cards when you have 5 regular season games to play. So I think I've come over to your side, Spike, with the it's time to run Jalen Hurts thing that we talked about last week. You know, I think the time to wait last week, I was saying, hey, maybe save him, wait for the playoffs. But it has reached a point after having watched that Bears game against one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and you can't consistently move the football, where I think you just have to lean into the things that are familiar, lean into the things that you've done well in the past. It doesn't mean it's definitely going to work. It doesn't mean he's definitely going to stay healthy, but Jalen Hurts is moving really well right now. And the few times that they run him every week, he looks really good to me. So I'm not saying 15 times a game, but if you told me 6 times a game you have a designed quarterback run in a high leverage spot, I think that's one dial at least that you could turn up.
Let me ask you a question, because I got sent your Philly special podcast with Sean Syed this week by a Jalen Hurts lunatic in my life. And they started the podcast, and it was basically you presented to Sean, you asked him for a specific offensive coordinator that he thinks would be perfect. But I thought what was more important is the things that he wanted to run. And you asked him, and the top of it, and you know, the Jalen Hurts lunatic sent it to me saying, here is the answer. And the 3 things that Sean Syed wanted out of the offense was under center quarterbacking and under center play action, throwing the ball over the middle, and pre-snap motion. And I look at those 3 things, and Jaws has told us Jalen doesn't like pre-snap motion. We all know Jalen doesn't like throwing over the middle. we all know Jalen Hurts doesn't like being under center. So when I hear those, I want to scream at my phone, why are you mad at the coordinator? Does that make any sense to you? I'm just trying to resolve the coordinator stuff with the stuff that we know the quarterback is good and is not good at.
Yeah, that's why I would say those are the types of things that I think require an offseason. You know, I think we saw earlier this season that they said, hey, let's mix some of this stuff in. And it was very basic and it worked a little and it didn't work great. And all of a sudden they got out of it. I mean, I think part of this is you watch that Bears offense last week and everything's connected. The play action is connected to the run game. Everything looks the same. It really leaves the defense with some uncertainty. But I do think you're right, Spike. This is why I, you know, after Sean told me that, I said, okay, then here's what needs to happen. Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, get in the room with Jalen Hurts this offseason and say, Jalen, I know you might not love pre-snap motion. I know you might not be totally comfortable throwing it to the middle of the field. But guess what? We need to level up this offense because we are not maximizing your potential. We're not maximizing the talent on the roster. And so to get you to that next level, to get this team back to the Super Bowl, and we love you, Jalen. We know that's all you care about is winning. Here are the things we need to do. We're going to find the guy for you, and it's going to work. Are you with us? And what we know about Jalen Hurts, I know he has his preferences, but I also know he cares about winning. And so I think that's a conversation that absolutely needs to happen this offseason if the offense continues to go that the way that it goes. And the last thing I'll say, Spike, I mean, I'm with you. He doesn't like to throw it over the middle of the field. The statistics bear that out. But then you have some snaps, like the end of last game in the fourth quarter, where the defense is playing a certain coverage, and it's an in-breaking route to A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts hits the top of his drop, and he lets go of the football, and he puts it on the money, and it's an explosive play. So that's why I said he can do it. He needs someone to say, you got to do this, Jalen Hurts. So I think that's what might be coming in the offseason. And Jack, I don't know what that sound effect was.
It was a sheep.
Well, it was a sheep. It was prevent defense. I mean, what are we talking about? Well, they gave up at that point. Let's lock it in.
It wasn't, Jack. It was cover two. If you want to get into the coverages.
Talk to him, Shield.
It was a tight game, and it was a great throw. And I don't think he makes that throw if it's the first quarter of the game, because I think he's playing conservatively. And so that's the type of stuff you need to live. I'll send you a clip after I'm done, Jack. You can look at
well,
it.
Well, I don't do tape.
Don't question Shield.
Well, the only counter I'd have to you, and I agree, I saw it too. The counter I would have, and I'm not comparing player to player, I'm just comparing tendency. I've seen Nick Castellanos work a walk, too. Right, do you know what I'm saying?
That's rarer than Jalen throwing the ball over the middle.
Not that. I mean, it's like, I think we get into this thing when we see a player do something once, we assume the player is able to do it all the time. And that's the difference between great players and good players, is the ones that are able to do those things consistently.
Yeah, and that's also the difference between somebody having the ability to do something versus somebody being comfortable
doing
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
really what it is.
Yeah.
To Shield's point, or even to Jack's point a little bit there, there is a sense of urgency there, and so he has to let the ball go at that point versus he's more conservative early in the game.
Yep.
When maybe if you let that throw go early in the game, you're not in that position.
Yeah, I don't think he throws it earlier in the game. So it is a Jalen thing. I'm not saying it's not a Jalen thing. I mean, we can look at every game this season, and we can look at least a handful of plays where we say, I bet in the quarterback meeting room, they said, here's where you go on this play if this coverage, and Jalen Hurts doesn't throw the ball because he doesn't want to turn the football over. So that's what I'm saying. It needs a big conversation. It needs an overhaul for this offense to get better.
I tell you, Shield, I think in theory you're absolutely right. I just wonder, man, I just wonder if Jalen's ever going to get over that hurdle of being risk averse, right, and taking some chances. Because when you got clearly the coaches wanting to take more chances, or they don't want him to put the ball in harm's way, but they want him to trust what his eyes is seeing and just let the ball go. That's where AJ and Devontae get more frustrated at, is where they know a play is available and it's there and you just don't throw the ball. Like, that's where frustration comes in more than anything. It's like, we've been practicing this all week and you know it's there, you gotta let it go. It's almost like being open in a game in the NBA, a jump shot or a three-pointer, and you don't shoot it.
And who's done that, Ike? Did you know you were saying that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I got a lot of heat comparing Jalen to Ben Simmons.
What do you think about that, Shield? Yeah.
Well, I think the heat you probably got, and I don't know, you know, all I think it's just when people look at how they are wired,
right?
Mentally,
yes.
And, you know, now, to be one clear, guy's accomplishments versus the other guys. I know, yeah, I'm sure you didn't actually, you know, say that they're wired the same.
Well, I let off saying they're not wired the same.
But everybody
ignored that part of it. So, how you as a Vic Fangio devotee, how disturbed were you seeing the Eagles' defensive performance against the Bears?
Yeah, they got pushed around. It really was one of those games that we haven't seen many of these games over the last 2 years where you just say physically they got pushed around and he got out schemed and he got out coached. There's no doubt about it. And you looked at what the Bears did. I mean, to allow a team in that weather to run the football like that against you, you know, you can't have that. Now, Jalen Carter was getting blown off the ball in that game. And I may have said, man, he doesn't look like himself. And now we find out he's got the injury. But yeah, that was concerning and it's going to continue to be concerning. This is all connected. Their defense isn't going to be good now, as good now, I should say, with Jalen Carter. You don't have Jalen Carter. You don't have Drew McCoube at safety. You have a hole at your second corner spot. It's like the offense is going to have to kind of pick up the slack here until Jalen Carter is back on the field. That's the bottom line. So, yeah, I'm expecting some more games where we say, ooh, that didn't look like the Eagles defense that I personally was talking up a month ago when they played so well against the Packers and the Lions.
Well, it's a good thing the schedule lightens up a little bit here for us.
Yeah, it actually is. After Monday.
At least from an offensive standpoint, we should be able to get things moving.
Everybody said that before Dallas and Chicago, unfortunately. So what are we... I know we don't know if we're facing Justin Herbert on Monday night. Aside from that, what are we looking at with the Chargers? What are some things that the Eagles can take advantage of, and what are some things they have to worry about? I know it's hard to answer given the quarterback situation is in the air, but other than that...
Yeah, really the big thing is they have had like a bottom five offensive line, I would say, this season. They have both offensive tackles injured, and that's where they invested first round picks in. So you got two backup offensive tackles, and there have just been games where Justin Herbert has taken a beating. So this is a game where if your pass rush can show up against this opponent, you can really impact the game and you can play well defensively. So that would be the big thing with them. You know, Ladd McConkey, they got some wide receiving weapons. I wouldn't say it's like a top five unit, but it's not a terrible group either. They got guys that can make plays. And then defensively, they want to keep everything in front of them. They want to limit those explosive plays. It's not one of those, hey, we're going to be aggressive and we're going to blitz you. No, it's, hey, let's make the offense work and string together 9 and 10 play drives here. So that's what you're facing from a perspective with their better defense than the Bears last week. I'll tell you that they just are. And so when to see what the Eagles did against the Bears, yeah, that is concerning now going up against a better defense.
So you as a free man who can pick whoever you want on Monday night, there is no pressure. You have to do nothing for the people of Philadelphia. What's your pick for Monday night?
For the record, you know, against the spread, I did hit last week. I know we're not, you know, that we lost track of the record, but I did.
Well,
get one
the problem
right
with the record is you took one for the team.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know where it starts and where it ends.
I don't want to make you look worse. You know, so
thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I think I can't shake what I saw from this offense last week. I think we talked about it where I said, man, if they don't show up against the Bears, my panic level is really going to increase. And they didn't show up against the Bears. So now I'm just going to work off the assumption that until I see their offense play better, that they're not going to play better, that this is who they are. And then on the defensive side of the ball without Jalen Carter, that makes me nervous. So I'm going to operate under the impression that Justin Herbert is going to play in this football game. And I kind of like the Chargers in this game. I'm going to go Chargers 24, Eagles 20. Eagles got to prove to me that this is a
stay on that side, Shields.
Yeah, stay on that side.
Stay
on that
stay
side.
Over there.
Yeah. All right, Shields. Thank you, buddy.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys.
There
talk
he
to
is.
You next week.
The great Shields Kapadia. You with the 3-pointer thing.
I knew you was waiting on that one.
Yeah, it was burnt. I was like, I think he's building to something. I think he's building to something. All right.
Well, I didn't say you were wrong in that instance.
I know.
Well, shooting a 3-pointer is correct.
Yeah, I made some good points. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield. You're on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Hi, Spike. Fritz, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Hey, guys, man. Watching that Hard Knocks thing the other day, I saw an Eagles team that looked exhausted from watching that. They played exhausted. And Kevin Patullo, guys, he's in over his head. I'm watching the clip, and after A.J. Brown scored that touchdown, he's running up to A.J. talking about, I told you. I'm like, dude, you're like a little kid running up to his dad. Like, bro, you don't got to do that to A.J. for him to get involved, to tell him, I told you, guys. A.J., like, it's whatever with the stats and all that, guys. Jalen Hurts.
He's mad at Kevin Petrullo for being excited for A.J. Brown on the sideline. Yeah.
Yeah, he's there talking about stuff. I told you, like a little kid, like telling his dad something. Like, and Jalen Hurts, all I saw watching that Hard Knocks, guys, is him saying, that's on me. That's my fault. I got to play better. Jalen, then do it. Show me on the field. Like, guys are wide open. You guys have to lock in. What I saw from the Dallas Cowboys from watching that, they look loose. They look like they're having fun. They look engaged. Dak looks like he's interacting with his guys in the meetings, telling them if they see this, we're going to do this. And I need Jalen Hurts to do that more. I don't need him to say it. I need him to do it. Because Dallas, they look cohesive right now. And, guys, if they win the next game, we're going to get bungho lightish. We're going to get tight. And to me, that's not a good fit for us, guys. I don't know what Hard Knocks is going to open up more about the Eagles right now, but we need to change our energy around. We need to get locked in. I can't keep hearing Kevin Petrullo when it's all about the stars, when Jalen Hurts is missing a Goddard over the middle, when he's not connecting to Smitty on that play. He has to hit the wide-open receivers. You can't just keep saying, my fault, and not fixing it. It's on you, Jalen, to be the leader.
You said a lot there, and there's very little I disagree with, Terrence. So I was okay with Kevin Petrullo being excited for A.J. Brown on the sideline, but aside from that.
Though, we can't keep saying Kevin Petrullo when there's plays that we're seeing guys.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you on that part. I wasn't so upset seeing Kevin Petrullo celebrate with A.J. Right. Brown on the sideline, but, you know, it pissed you off. That's totally fine. So,
and Spike, one more thing. Spike. And Saquon Barkley. Like, last year, I noticed he was hitting the holes. This year, he's dancing around, running from side to side. And the difference between him and Tank Bigsby, Bigsby's running north and south. He's hitting the holes. Barkley has holes there, and he's running to the outside instead of running to the holes. When there's massive holes I saw on tape a couple guys showed on Instagram. He has to hit the holes. He has to get hungry. I don't see a hunger out of Saquon this year either.
So, Terrence, it is Marissa Tomei's birthday. So, for next question today, it's who's still got it. Why don't you give us still got it? Oh, boy.
I don't know if nobody said it. We got to say Demi Moore, man. Demi Moore?
She does.
It really pops out and it grows.
She did. She looked great in The Substance. Right. You see that movie? She looked good.
Yeah, that was a good movie, Spike.
Yep. She looked good. She looked good.
I haven't seen Demi Moore in a while. What movie was she in?
The Substance. Is
that something recent?
A horror movie, yeah. I think it's on Netflix.
You know what? I think I did see that. Yeah. The Substance. Yeah.
I didn't love the movie, but she did look good in it.
Poor Kevin Petrullo, by the way.
I know.
Can't even celebrate with A.J. Brown.
Yeah, but something goes well. He's not even allowed.
No, I will say the arm bar does drive me nuts that him and Sirianni do.
I know you don't like the arm
bar. I don't like the arm bar.
But him celebrating with A.J. was fine.
It was fine.
So he can't celebrate with the head coach.
It's just like, you guys really think you did something. That's what irks me when they do that. You guys were averaging like 13 points a game in the last month, and they're, yeah!
Well, they're excited.
When a play call works, they get happy.
Yeah.
Barely works.
Like, they're not doing the arm bar after a tush push.
No! Which doesn't even work anymore.
No.
Yeah,
they're not
that?
Even going to have to ban it.
When do we start discussing that? Yeah.
Well, they're not even going to have to ban it.
Tush push is not as effective.
Yep. Well, you know, Jordan said, so I asked Mailata on Monday, I said that they noted on the broadcast that you used to have two people pushing Jalen, and now it's only one. You know, what's going on there?
What happened there?
So he wouldn't tell me what the different, you know, alignments
Everybody
were.
Doesn't want to push.
Well, no, I think what happened was the Detroit game, they did something different. Detroit did something
Showed
different.
Showed them something different, yeah. So they started.
So I think Detroit was almost like gunning on the side or something. So they were doing something. They were targeting certain areas, and I think the Eagles had to change because I think Detroit actually figured something out.
Okay.
And so I think that's why they changed.
Okay.
He said he didn't want to specifically say it, which I understand.
Yeah.
Everyone can see the tape. They don't need to listen to it on the radio show. The thing that Terrence mentioned about Hard Knocks, about the team looking exhausted, they do. They can paint, NFL Films can paint, you know, who produces it, can paint it any way they want, mm-hmm. you know, so they could have picked videos where, but the contrast with how the Eagles' energy looked, with how the Cowboys' energy looked, even how the Giants' energy looked.
Yeah.
It was – Sirianni looks exhausted. And the team just did not have the same life that those other teams did. Again, it's clips. There was probably 8 minutes of total Eagles stuff in there. But
yeah.
I thought it was notable that the guys looked tight and looked tired.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and it's probably more emotionally and mentally tired. I'm not saying the physical aspect of it isn't there, but I also know that there are no two-a-days. Nobody plays in the preseason. So it's not like your bodies are worn down and you haven't had a chance to recover.
It's
mental. Yeah,
it's
mental.
Yeah.
It's the mental aspect of it. And I wish, and I know hindsight is 2020, but I wish they had a better approach to handling this season than forget about last year. Last year didn't mean anything. We aren't champions anymore. Because it clearly didn't work for you.
Yes.
It didn't work for you. That didn't make you more focused in. It didn't make you want to go out and win a second championship more. So I don't know where that benefited you at. I don't know the right formula to do. I'm just saying this idea that they made a conscious effort to put last year behind them and really made a conscious effort of doing it when talking with the public, it didn't work for you.
Well, the other teams know you won the Super Bowl. They're still going to gun for you.
They're
the
gunning
same
for you. Yeah. Your schedule says you're defending Super Bowl champions.
Yep, yep, yeah, yeah.
You may should just embrace it and I mean, you should have embraced it and walk around with the swag. Not a cockiness, but at least a confidence that you're the champion.
Well, they tried to do it in 22. They tried to do the same thing.
But they didn't win.
No, I know, but they spent the whole offseason saying something similar to this year, and it didn't work in 23.
Oh, yeah, I know. Remember they took down all the – they took down the wording or whatever it was, like the logos in the building.
It was very
whatever.
Similar to how they acted this year. And
yeah.
Well, 0-2.
I'll never forget. I was not with the station. I was still in New York, but I did a podcast with Jordan at Connor Barwin's concert. Mm-hmm. And I asked Jordan, because it was in between 22 and 23, and I said, well, you guys got to the Super Bowl and you have to start all the way over again. You know, how do you do that? He said, we're not even thinking about last year. And, you know, I remember saying it to him, and I was like, well, I would
how
remember.
How can you not? Everybody else remembers it.
Maybe the message for this year could have even been, like, you're champions, and they don't think you can do it again.
Yeah.
You haven't proven anything yet.
Exactly. Yeah. Turn something into a motivating thing versus let's downplay what happened last year because we don't want to be complacent when clearly
you're a little complacent.
Yes. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, the return of Chuck, which we've been glad he's doing okay and he's with us. And in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, a report on Kyle Schwarber and the Reds. A report on Kyle Schwarber and the Reds.
Skyline Chili?
Dude, if he signs with the Reds, me and Ike are never talking again. I'm just kidding.
How are we going to do the show?
Oh, yeah, dude, the Skyline Chili jokes will be nonstop.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the holiday season. You got to do all your holiday shopping for your family and your friends, but you got to do your holiday shopping for your pets as well, for your dog, for your cat. And dogs and cats rule any one of the 7 locations. Look, in my house, the dogs get Christmas presents. So whatever you're looking for at any of the 7 locations, they got it. You know, it's cold out, so maybe you want to get your dog a fashionable coat, maybe a fleece, maybe a sweater. I'm a coat guy with the dog. The sweater is a little much for me, but if that's for you, that's fine. Maybe toys, maybe treats, whatever it is, Dogs and Cats Rule has it. And because the lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure that every Dogs and Cats Rule has the best staff in the world, when you go in there asking a question about supplements or pet nutrition, these important things about the health of your pet, they have the answers. Not just the answers, they have the time to spend with you, make sure that you're feeding your dog or your cat the absolute right stuff. You're not going to find that at other pet stores. I was blown away. There's 7 locations, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You got it in between, huh?
Yeah, I don't hate this one.
Yeah, come on, man. Little Travis Tritt.
Don't brag about it. Let me.
I like going from 232 Bach to, you know, talking about Thug and whatever.
Yeah.
It's a great day to be here.
Yeah.
Everything's positive.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 330 Country still on probation.
Now, who was that?
That's Travis Tritt.
Oh, yeah. Travis Tritt.
Yeah. He's got like two good songs.
Not Travis Scott.
Different Travis.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night, Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia. Food, spirits as well. Is this just a Super Bowl hangover year for the Eagles, or do you believe there are deeper issues? Deeper issues has gained traction. 60.6% on deeper issues. 215-592-9494.
Here's what I wonder. What do they think the deeper issues are? See, in other words, are people downplaying the AJ Jalen thing and they're saying the deeper issue is the OC?
Or are they thinking about that?
Yeah, or are they going the other way? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, what do you think is the actual deeper issue that most people think the deeper issue is?
Could that be another Twitter question? What would the deeper issues be? So the deeper issues would be Kevin Petullo.
We don't think it's a lack of talent.
No.
They're not old.
Do you want to say locker room relationships? So we're not just AJ and
sure, and Jalen. That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, locker room relationships and maybe Nick Sirianni's
or team chemistry.
Team chemistry is the one.
Chemistry probably works better, yeah.
Team chemistry is the one. And I guess you could just put Sirianni on there too.
Coaching.
Yeah, coaching.
Yeah.
But I want to put Petullo separate.
I think
Petullo is just going to get the vote. Yeah, so I think Petullo and Nick.
What do you believe the deeper issues with the Eagles are? Team chemistry, Petullo, coaching?
Team chemistry, Petullo, Sirianni.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think
what's
we have
the
to
Sirianni deeper issue?
Well, that
he's just not the guy?
No, just that if his message is culture and, you know, not you, not me, us, like all the things that he gives, all the things that he messages is all the things that they're not this year.
Yeah.
You know, so again.
They all worked last year.
Yeah.
Everybody was repeating them last year.
Yeah, like to your point before, I wonder if it was, I think he's effective, but maybe his messaging is effective coming off of a bad year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he, now the one thing I give Sirianni credit for a lot. He does seem to learn from mistakes and grow. He will address it.
Yeah.
Yes. He will learn from this year and he will think about why his message did not hit, whether he's saying it or not, why it's not as effective as it has been previously.
Yeah. He did it after 23. He talked about talking to different people and
reading
leadership books and everything. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I play one Travis Tritt song.
Yeah.
What happened?
Within 30 seconds.
What?
Already texting Ben Davis. I mean, he got a little excited when he heard of Travis.
He's one of the guys. Bro, you're from Aston, not Kentucky.
He works on tractors.
He's a pickup truck guy.
He's a cornfieldman.
He's a country boy.
In Chester County.
He lives in Delco, technically.
Technically? Okay. It's these guys that are like, you know, and my pickup truck. It's like, meh. You say him. You know, yeah, you ain't fooling me, buddy. You ain't fooling me. I know you when you were a little kid.
Yeah, y'all played against each other.
I still want to bring the lady on that was exposing Middletown.
Yeah, she was
in 1995.
Brothers, yeah. Yes.
215-592-9494. We'll get to the Kyle Schwarber news in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report after we talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
430 Whitney.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, he said Whitney.
430 Whitney.
I mean, or you know what? If you don't want to do Whitney, we can settle for Stevie then. Stevie Wonder. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind the occasional Stevie.
Yeah.
For sure.
430 Stevie. You got so many songs and so many hits, man. You be playing for a whole year. Great. Made me go to a second album, man. He got so much music. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Come on, Spike. Come on, 430 Stevie, man.
Well, we all have to vote on it. I don't even do it. I can only suggest it. You have no idea, Chuck, how many songs I've suggested for this show, and only one has really gotten on the air. So, man, I don't have a lot of pull.
That is true.
I part of the delegation. I could go with Stevie. I'm telling you.
I will. Yes.
What? That'd be popping, man. You know what I mean?
Don't make this a delegation issue.
We all like Stevie.
Yeah, we all like Stevie Wonder. It's not a delegation issue.
God doesn't know one Stevie Wonder song.
Who?
You.
Yeah.
I know Stevie Wonder. Superstition.
There you go.
Come on, there you go.
That might be it.
That's good. Leave it there. That's a good one, yes. Where you been at, Chuck?
And let me tell you, man, you know, Christmas, I hate it. I hate this time of year. I like it, but I hate it. You know what I mean? You know, you put all these damn lights up around the house. They're so tedious, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to spend money next year. I told my wife, I said, we're spending money next year. We're going to get a lightsman. He's going to put the lights up. I'll pay for that. You know what I mean?
It's the best crazy, money, man. I've ever spent, Chuck. It is the best money I've ever spent, brother. Yes. I don't have to worry about it every year. They come and do it. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it next year. That's for sure. Because this was crazy, man, this year. I'm talking about lights falling on my head, man. I damn near fell off the ladder. I'm done, man. I'm done with this light stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
But listen.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here, man. I've been having my ears glued to the phone, man. But I just want to say this real quick, right? I'm gonna get to Spike in a second because you know you think you got away from me. You ain't getting away from me.
I didn't think I got away from you. We've been waiting for you for 2 days.
Listen, here's the thing, right? I want to say to the Buffalo Bills, da da da, boo boo. See, that's what happened when you interfere with family business. You know what I'm saying? See, they went and tried to be slick and put that waiver in, and, you know, Slater.
Well, no, they need him. They can use him.
They shouldn't have interfered. You know, the Eagles put a waiver in for him, and they knew he wanted to come back to Philadelphia. Now he don't want to play for him. So now they left holding the ball, man. You know what I mean? That's what they get.
That's
true. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't interfere in family business, man. We need Slay here. Slay want to be here. Let him come back home where he belongs. Now, I just want to say this to Spike, right? Man, I tell you, Spike, when I heard that the other day, I had to go back and keep listening to it. You know, I rewinded that like 5 times. The Joel Embiid rant.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's just classic sports radio. You know, that might have put you above your father in the hierarchy in WIP history with that rant. You know what I mean? You hit it on the nail. I mean, it was like listening to Stevie Wonder play a harmonica or Whitney Houston hit a high note. Like, it was just sports radio brilliance.
Thank you,
I just
Chuck.
Commend you for it.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And never been so complimentary.
Yeah, and I just want to get this out clear. My dad was never program director here and afternoon show host.
Oh,
so
he's
already
passed.
Yeah, I think I'm already there. But as
your
a host,
dad gave you a job. You know that.
Oh,
come on now. He earned it. He earned his spot.
I know. I'm just kidding with you. Listen, let me say this though. Right, Joel Embiid still stinks. He's a loser. I got free will to come in and talk about him now because Spike is on my side. You know what I'm saying? So
we are not on the same side.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you're gonna find that out.
you're my cousin now. You know what I mean? We on the same side. You know what I mean?
Right.
My brother from a different mother. You know what I mean?
All
you're
right.
part of the delegation. You're part of the Joel B. hate club now.
No, I don't hate him. I don't hate him. I don't hate him.
You can't go back, man.
I don't hate him.
Here's the thing, Spike. You said it yourself. It's time for the guy to go somewhere else.
I agree.
You know what I mean? That's just it. You know
yeah,
what I mean? I'm not
going
to kick the guy while he's down. I think it's more fun to argue with Ike and you when the guy is good. He stinks now, and, you know, he's dead. You know, and I don't mean that figuratively. I mean, you know, sports-wise, he's dead as a player. And, you know, I don't get no fun out of that. So I just would like for him to just, you know, he had great years here. I never liked him, but he had great years here. And it's time to move on, man. You know what I mean? And try to build this team the right way, like I've been saying. You know, with these guards and Maxey, you know, I like the trade you said, Nick Claxton and the guy from the Nets. What's the other guy?
Michael Porter Jr. Yeah, it would take some draft picks too. But I don't think it's going to happen this year. But I think after next year, after this season, I think there will be some interesting things they'll have to.
Yeah.
Because they really, at the end of the day, forgetting about where you stand and where I stand, they can't. They have too many other good players now to build a team with $60 million not playing. I mean, if, for no other reason, you can't build a team in the NBA where you have $60 million on your cap and you're not getting anything out of it. So I think they're going to have to do something.
Well, that's your boy. Thanks a lot, Daryl. You know what I mean? You know,
he had
I appreciate
it.
You. Yeah, he had it. He tore it. I mean, next thing would be a rant on him. Spike, that's that'll get you in.
No.
I mean, the next rant on him. No, but listen, the thing about it is this. Maxey is his team now. You know, and that's just the fact of the matter. And I'm gonna watch him tonight. They play the Warriors. We're gonna all watch him tonight. And you know, I like watching him without Joel. That's just what it is. Now on to a team that's really been struggling right now. And you know, I've been really hard on him. And I've been hearing Ike. I heard Ike on Monday, man. You must have got hit with the KO, man, because you was toothless on Monday, man.
Seems like a lot of people picked up on that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well,
it was like a cat.
Yeah.
You know, just licking your wounds. But you know what, though? All of us, we all in the same boat. That's what I figured out. You know what I'm saying? So I was bending a little too hard, you know, on this thing right now. And I like my hardness on him. Pause.
I like
I like how I've been on them. But here's the thing, right? We still 8-4, and I'm still an Eagles fan at the end of the day. So my thing is I want them to get back off the mat. You know what I mean? Now, it ain't going to help that Jalen Carter's out for the next few weeks, but I want them to get back off the mat, man. And I think this week we can do that. You know what I'm saying? San Diego, L.A., whatever they are, they're frauds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we can go up there, and we can take care of business. We still control our own destiny, and I just don't like the fact that Dallas is on our heels like that, and they brag and all that. So tonight, I'm hoping for the Dallas loss and the Eagles, you know, Monday, they can take care of business and not just spoil you this milk we got going on. We can milk this cow for just a couple more months and get back to the Super Bowl, because I know we got it in us, man. Like, I know we got it in us. Jalen Hurts, I've seen you play great before, and I know I've been chanting for Tanner to get in, but I'm willing to pause that if this guy can get back on track. And then, you know, A.J. Brown, I don't want to hear another word from you. Shut up. You know, Sirianni, Devin Caney. You know, all you people, just be quiet.
Devin Caney?
Yeah. I heard Devin Caney, too, talking all
what
that
a stray.
Nonsense. Yeah, I'm talking about
moly.
This. Everybody on that sideline, you know, they just all get on my nerves. Everybody. You know what I mean? Even Devin Caney, all of them. The sideline reporters. You know, all of them, just shut up. You know what I mean? Everybody, just get to work. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to just focus on one thing right now. It's the championship, man. You know what I mean, you know, we got a chance to make history. We still 8-4. You know, none of these teams are head and shoulders better than this. You know, Sean McVay's a fraud. You know what I'm saying? He's overrated. I told you guys that before. You know, his in-game decision-making sucks. You know what I'm saying? He's a good offensive coordinator. He's the best offensive coordinator in football. But the head coach...
people said that about Andy, too.
Yeah, but Andy Reid is established. You know what I'm saying?
The show
is
Sean McVay.
No, he's not, man. No, he's not.
But he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but like, so what? So he's better than – it's a guy in Denver named Sean Payton. You know what I'm saying? He won a Super Bowl. He ain't a better coach than Sean Payton. I don't care what nobody says. Sean Payton's take that young club in Denver, and he's lifted them up to high hopes right now.
All right, Chuck, give us somebody who's still got it.
Well, you know, this girl is, you know – I would give you a nice little – see, normally I would go chocolate, right? You know how I am.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. I was watching this movie the other day
called The Mountain Between Us. So this girl I was taking to her in the delegation, she's like French vanilla. So I'm going to go with a little French vanilla today. And I always had a crush on her, right? I always did. I don't know what it is. But I love Kate Winslet. I don't know what it is.
But Kate Winslet's like 50.
Yeah, so what? She still got it.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, thank you for the call, Chuck. I think we were looking for somebody. She does still have it. But 50? Yeah, she's not.
Well, not in the mayor of Easttown.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, the Titanic.
Yeah. Come on, man. She was awesome.
I mean, she's a good one.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's old enough for Still Got It.
No?
In my opinion. Well,
what do people say?
No, women after 40, man, you almost got to start saying that they still got it.
No. Oh, well, no.
That they still have it.
Yeah, but
right?
If you say that, you're implying they're old. So they got to be officially old first.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think of maybe women over 40 30 years ago, or the same with guys, right. Like we all looked like hell
right.
30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Now people look good after 40.
But is it expected?
I think it is. I think it's demanded. All right. Let's go.
It's certainly demanded. Yes, I'm with you there.
Jack, let's go, bud.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Oh, that's right. Feels like I still think we're going to get the Kyle Schwarber resolution next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Okay. During the winter meetings.
Winter meetings. Again, they start on Sunday.
Okay.
You know, Kyle Tucker might sign as well. He visited.
Really? Next week?
He visited the Blue Jays yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of all heating up. So, John.
Did he visit the Phillies?
No, but they are close. I mean, Dunedin and Clearwater are 13 minutes away. So.
Well, but what does that have to do with it?
Well, he visited them in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We should have said that. We're thinking he went to Toronto.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think.
Who the hell cares about going to spring training?
Well, that's where they met him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, don't shoot the messenger. Okay. We're just talking.
All right.
Anyway, so the Reds thing continuing to kind of percolate, but I view this as a positive update from John Heyman on where the Reds stand on Kyle Schwarber.
Team's in on Schwarber. Got to give Ken Rosenthal credit for mentioning the Reds. Absolutely. I do believe the Reds are interested. I tried that a couple days ago, checking in there, and I got the result was it looks like it's going to be very expensive for us, which isn't a surprise. Didn't mean they weren't interested, but they are indeed interested. So that's a big development. He is from the Cincinnati area. Could that be a lure? Probably to some degree. The Reds are an improved team. They did make the playoffs. You know, I've got to think that he likes that idea, but why wouldn't you like the idea of returning to Philly as well? So, I mean, I don't know if we're going to name favorites, but certainly Philly and the Reds are two big teams in on Schwarber.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Him saying that they know it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
It feels like maybe it'll be out of their price range.
Here's the thing I don't understand. How could it? Why even get involved? What, they think he's going to get cheap?
Right.
Like, yeah. You think I was getting for cheap?
The hometown discount?
He was not doing a hometown discount.
Yeah. No, so, he's not doing any discount.
No, you almost have to be willing to go at least match the best offer out there if you truly want him and then hope that he chooses you over the other 10. He's certainly not choosing to play there for $20 million less.
Well, you know they're just looking and seeing the Phillies and seeing the Mets and seeing the Red. You mentioned the Red Sox, right, Jack? And you mentioned the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the money. They have to just look at that and say to themselves, somebody's going to outbid us. The Mets thing feels fraudulent, though.
And are they doing it to show their fans, like, hey, we tried.
We cared. Yeah.
They've gone a long way to do that without coming up with something. I mean, throwing out the first pitch and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think they're hoping they can get close enough that he'll choose to go there.
Even if it's close.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't think they have to outbid everybody, but I think it's between the Phillies and the Reds. I do. I don't think he goes to the Mets.
I think the Red Sox are in there.
Yeah.
But I think it's Phillies Reds.
The after we talked last time, it's just, you know, Soto's going to be a DH within 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so. And they try to throw the Giants in. This is where you feel like the market's not what they think it is. Mm-hmm. They try to throw the Giants in there yesterday. And the Giants aren't spending that kind of money this offseason. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to find, it feels like they're trying to create a market
that might not really
be there. Yeah. Like the Pirates thing. You know, the Pirates thing is thrown out there just because to show their fans that, hey, we're going to get in the mix
this
year.
That may be to show, whatchamacallit, the pitcher.
No, Skeens. Yeah, before he's like, just get me to the Yankees. Reds, though, they're not spending any money.
See, I was getting kind of excited that we'd let him go and get somebody who could play the field. I was getting excited for the Bellinger-Tucker thing, you know?
I think the Reds do 4-120 or 5-150.
Yeah, I mean, they should.
I think they do.
5 years.
Yeah. So the other thing that came out on top of that.
Yeah.
Is an interesting little nugget here from one of the Adam Jude. He covers the Mariners for the Seattle Times.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the Mariners are considering Phillies reliever Matt Strom in their search for a left-handed reliever.
I'll drive him there.
So what I think is
interesting. That's a long way, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
That could be a good road trip, though.
Oh, yeah. Seattle? Him bidding on cards on eBay.
Oh, you and him together.
Yeah, you and him together.
Yeah. Okay. So what I think could be interesting about this trade is that last year they showed interest in Boehm. The Mariners did. They're probably not paying Eugenio Suarez. They already paid Josh Naylor. They've already talked about having to shed salary this offseason. So maybe there's a Boehm and Strom package there. And the one that I think could be interesting, they would equal each other out pretty much, so it wouldn't help their shed salary standpoint, is Randy Arozarena, who... I know. He's trending down, 100% trending down, but still popped 27 home runs last year.
Yeah.
And there's something with right-handed hitters in that ballpark that they don't do well there, and then they go elsewhere, like Teoscar Hernandez, and they generally are okay. He's a postseason riser. He's been that guy. Now, this would mean he plays left and Crawford plays center,
And that means no Bader.
And it would mean no Bader, most likely. Well, yeah, definitely. Because Marsh would probably still play right. But if they could find a way to possibly make that work, it gives them a right-handed bat with some pop for Strom and Boehm and an old-school, Major League Baseball trade.
Just a normal trade where one team gets a player, the other team gets two players, the salaries are about the same.
Quick question.
Yeah.
And this is sort of like for the future, and there's really four small market teams. Do you think they have an inkling that future negotiations will include shared revenue and a floor and a salary cap? Because that almost changes how you, because now you know you're going to get a certain piece of the pie coming in, even as a small market team.
Well, they already do get a certain piece of the pie.
Oh, is it shared revenue already?
Yeah, so it's like Pirates make money every year.
That's where the tax comes in.
Ah.
The tax goes to the teams that are not in the tax.
I didn't think it was shared revenue.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, hell.
Yeah.
So what is it that the owners would want?
The owners want a cap.
They want a cap.
The owners want a cap. Yeah. And the players don't. Yeah, I read a whole ESPN piece about the labor thing, and I just... If the owners are stuck on a cap, this is going to get...
We may miss a whole year.
It's going to get really ugly. And I don't think baseball can afford to miss a year, given all the momentum
they have. Especially where they are right now, yeah.
It's just like, I don't know... that baseball is the strongest players union in sports, and they do not want a cap. So even if you have a floor, I don't think that erases the cap thing. I really don't. I think those especially the agents. The agents want... The Mets and the Phillies and the Yankees and the Dodgers, they want those teams that are going
to
go overspend because they make a lot of money there, you know?
Sure.
So, yeah, it's going to be ugly. 215-592-9494.
I got to admit, I'm in the cap category.
I'm
seeing $700 million contracts. Yeah. That's outrageous.
The only thing is, like, obviously with the cap, then it does also help. It does also hurt the kind of middle salaries. You know, they're not as high maybe as they would be without a cap. So, like, the $700 million, you have it, then it could shrink them. Like, it would help the lower guys, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, they would, their people would be signed. But I also think it would also hurt them, the middle-tier players as
well. Yeah, those guys that pitch once a week, DHs that are making $30 million a year, those guys. Yeah.
Well, still value I don't there. Know if a cap did that in basketball because they have max individual salaries. That's why that hurt the middle. Yeah, I don't know. 215-592-9494.
Football has this thing figured out.
They do.
And we don't have guaranteed contracts.
Well, that's how they really have it figured. They have a fake cap, but they also have fake contracts.
That's why football's king.
Yep.
You said it, not me.
Oh, I can't wait to... Mike Mayock loves looking at the tape. He must have hated looking at the tape of Friday's game.
As Baldy did. Baldy was disgusted.
Well, and Mayock takes it personally. So we will talk to Mike Mayock next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Now, to get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.